Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes with a look at cash hunting this time around. Sure, it's fun to find coins, free money, and all that, but most treasure hunters dream of finding a cache, a hidden or buried treasure. Cache hunting requires a completely different mindset than other types of treasure hunting. In coin shooting, relic hunting, beach hunting, and water hunting, you're seeking items that were accidentally lost. But in cache huntings, your goal is to figure out the thought processes of an unknown opponent, often one who died long before you were born. He hid it, and it's up to you to find it. You don't have to outthink the person who hid it, you just have to match his thinking. If you want to have a chance to be successful in cache hunting, you should consider Charles Garrett's idea. He recommends that before you go hunting for caches, you bury your own cache. Put some money in a jar, go outdoors with a shovel, and find the best place on your own property to hide your treasure. Take your time. Think about what you're doing. Where's the best place to hide a cache? For starters, it needs to be a place that you can find again quickly, but not easily found by other people who may come looking for it. So you want to avoid obvious spots. But if you bury it randomly out in the backyard, how will you find it again yourself? Especially if you want to find it quickly. The longer you think about your ideal hiding place, the more you'll learn about where people hide caches. For example, if other people were around, even family members, the hider of a cache might have waited until after dark to bury it. He probably put it where he could get it fast and in a spot he could find easily. In other words, not out in the middle of a field somewhere. Assuming this is a fairly old cache, the person who hid it didn't have a metal detector to help him find it, so he knew he'd have to use landmarks to retrieve his treasure. For example, he may have drawn an imaginary line straight out from the edge of the barn, and then another line straight out from the edge of the tool shed, and he buried the cache where those two lines intersected. This is a spot that he knew he could easily find later, but nobody else would think to look there. Draw lines in your mind from one landmark to another and search the areas where those imaginary lines intersect. These lines should be ones that can be quickly eyeballed without measuring tools. A personal note now. When I was 11 years old, I buried a treasure. A big pickle jar with coins, comic books, and who knows what else. I thought long and hard, and I had a brainstorm. I counted 3 fence posts from the corner of the backyard, then another 3 fence posts going the other way, and I dug my hole so it was lined up with those 2 posts. That was over 50 years ago, and I'm sure it's still there. I've lived in 12 different places in 5 different states since then, and I'll bet I could go back right now and dig it up. It might be a little hard to find, though. I've driven by that old house, and the backyard fence is long gone. So it's a good idea to pick landmarks you know will be around for a while. Because measurements are imprecise, the intersection point you eyeball may be a bit off from where someone else would place it, so it might be a good idea to use a 2-box detector if you have one, or at least the largest loop made for your regular detector. The standard coil just won't do it for large, deep caches, even though, like coins, the longer the cache has been buried, the deeper you will be able to detect it. Cache hunting is much more difficult than the other forms of treasure hunting, and often caches are found completely by accident. Some cache hunters say they work a year or more to recover just one cache, and often they fail. Most of us will never seek out a particular cache. That doesn't mean we won't ever find one, of course. Many treasure hunters find jars of coins or tobacco tins full of old paper money, but they weren't looking for that cache. They were coin shooting and just happened to find it. You can increase your odds of finding a cache. Whenever you're out coin shooting, take a few minutes to scope out imaginary lines and swing your detectors in the areas where they intersect. There's always the chance you'll stumble upon a cache that somebody else buried long ago. There are a lot more tips about finding caches in my book, The Metal Detecting Manual. Check it out at treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. And until next time, in the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.